They call themselves climate realists. They reject the idea that man-made greenhouse gas emissions threatens the climate. And they think that the U.S. should stop spending tax dollars on climate change programs. Here's Dean Reynolds.
Scientists may worry about melting polar ice, rising seas, or strengthening storms, but to Joe Bast, all of what others call warning signs of climate change are just the natural order of things.
Is it fair to call you climate change deniers?
We are climate realists. The efforts to stop global warming or slow it down are way disproportional to what the science suggests would be necessary.
From this office park near Chicago, Bast runs the Heartland Institute, a conservative think tank waging what he insists is a nonpartisan information war.
But if you look at the opinion polls, I think the American public are on our side. They say, okay, maybe climate is changing, maybe there's a human impact. We probably can't do anything about it. It's really expensive. We think we've wasted too much money on this already.
Besides, he says, climate change isn't necessarily a bad thing.
Cold weather kills more people than warm weather does. So on net, more people would benefit in a warmer climate.
Most climate scientists, the United Nations, as well as NASA, dismiss these arguments as propaganda for fossil fuels. But Bast, who is not a scientist, can count on a very powerful ally now.
So Obama's talking about all of this with the global warming and that. And a lot of it's a hoax. It's a hoax.
Bast looks with approval on Mr. Trump's decision to roll back regulations limiting greenhouse gases and to his appointments of fellow skeptics in the administration. Climate change, he says, is a naturally occurring cyclical phenomenon caused mostly by the sun, not an approaching disaster accelerated by carbon dioxide emissions caused by humans.
There is still much to learn about
the Institute is now sending that message in books and videos to 300,000 public school teachers and college professors. And despite a tepid reaction to the mailings, Bast believes the tide has turned.
Are you winning? We're winning big time. 10 years from now, nobody's going to be talking about global warming. It's going to be a bad memory.
And not a nightmare. Dean Reynolds, CBS News, Arlington Heights, Illinois.